It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. By the big noise episode, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. You know what we already got gripped in hand. Tickets for the Honk Honk Plus Bus. All plus money all the time. That is a requirement. I don't care what sport it is. Could be the MLB postseason. You can go look at the NFL in week number 5. Could go the college gridiron in week 6. Lundy, all that is required is that ultra juicy plus odds. So what do you have?
Well, first let's unmute my microphone. That's 2 days in a row now that I've done that, and it's primarily because I'm still pissed off at the Rams, and in particular at Kyren Williams.
Oh, me too.
But you know, shit happens. You keep going, hey, at least your Cubs won. I mean,
bittersweet day.
You know, you're hosed now because you got to play Milwaukee, but at least you won't
not remotely.
Yes, you are. You're hosed.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're completely.
Come on, sausages. Bring it.
Come on. Matt Severance over at Sportsline, by the way, had the best line. He said the combined cholesterol level of these two fan bases of the Cubs and the Brewers is probably at record levels, which I thought was funny.
Cardiac arrest instantaneously.
All right, let's do an alt line parlay for tonight's college football action. So we went and grabbed 3 games for tonight. There's actually five games on the schedule for Friday night football tonight, which is kind of nice because last night there was only the one, but I told you the wrong team was favored, and New Mexico State not only won, they won handily at home. So I hope you guys trailed me on that one. So let's try to see if we can make it 2 for 2 on a Thursday and a Friday night. This is all alt lines for tonight. We're going to take South Florida down to 16.5, meaning they just got to win by 17 or more. That one should be nice and simple, folks. They're favored by 27.5. Okay. And frankly, they might cover that. Okay. I'm just alt lining this down just in case. The Hilltoppers, Brad, I actually kind of like the Hilltoppers to just win straight up, but I will play them on an alt line. They are +2.5 right now. I'm going to bump that one up to 7.5, just keep it within a touchdown. And then BYU just needs to win at home by double figures. They will be taking on West Virginia, and they are favored in that one, I believe, by 16.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, that's correct. Some books I saw was as high as 18.5.
Okay, so I'm bringing that one all the way down to 9.5. So again, to recap, I need USF to win by 17. I need Western Kentucky to keep it within a touchdown. And then I need BYU to win by double figures. If you put that together, that is a sexy +118. If you want to get crazy with the cheese whiz, so I bet this one at a full unit, and then I added one more leg, and I did that at a half unit, and that was for the Aztecs tonight to take care of business against Colorado State. Jay Norvell and company are struggling right now. The Rams are not looking good, and I don't think they are going to get right on the road. So I took San Diego State just on the money line. I did not lay the points. And if you add that to this parlay, it gets you up close to about 245, 250 in the plus territory. So again, I really like this 3-leg alt one. I did this at a full unit. Then I added one more leg to it, did a half unit bet on that by adding the Aztecs. All of this done over at DraftKings.
Ooh, adding a fourth leg. That's quite erotic, my friend. Ooh, la la. All right, let's go to the main slate on college football Saturday, and let's make some of that college cash. I like the turtle power. Cowabunga, dudes. I'm big on Maryland this week. I actually love them on the standard spread. They're catching 6.5 at home against the University of Washington, but I think they got more than a puncher's chance to win this bad boy straight up. And that's my plus bus offering to you, the Fade 5 listener. At +190, really rolling the shoulders there and getting seduced by that juice, available at BetMGM. The numbers nearer than me. absolutely adores this wager. Yes, Maryland is only number 71 in the country in offensive efficiency, according to Pro Football Focus. However, Lundy, they are tied for numero uno in the nation in defensive efficiency with all teams. The Texas Tech Red Raiders, who have been really balling out on defense. Now, Washington, the polar opposite of Maryland in both statistical categories. They are top five in the country in offensive efficiency, but they're number 112 in defensive efficiency. My buddy Rachel Krychek at Betalytics has got this at a minus 6.2 spread for UW. He got that cross-continental flight, long trip. Maryland, unblemished. They're out to prove, hey, we're for real, folks. And that defense has been stifling. So give me the terms. I'm doing it for the fighting Scott Van Pelts. Plus 190 on the money line. Available there at BetMGM. All right, with those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco to start off here the countdown. Let's go with a guy going against the Lundy's Denver Broncos in the city of Brotherly Shove. And I don't think it's going to be at all fly, eagle, fly when it comes to Devontae Smith. I'm going to live in the land down under on 46.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. I think it's going to be somewhere around 40, maybe high 30s at most. You look at Denver, they've been stout, as expected, defensively in the back end. They're number six in the NFL in dropback EPA defense. They've allowed the 10th fewest of wide receiver yards this year. Four wideouts have gone for at least 47 against them this season. But Jaquan McMillan, working out the slot, has been just locked down, to say the least. He's number 19 among all DBs in pass coverage grade, according to Pro Football Focus. He's only number 84 in most yards allowed, giving up to 63, along with an 86.6 passer rating to his assignments. This team has run first and run almost primarily, like 60% of the time. Devontae Smith, as a result, only seeing five targets per game. He's only number 51 in total air yards, averaging just really an uncharacteristic 9.3 yards per catch. That's number 77 in the NFL. He's been under this prop twice. He's been over it twice. But given the tough matchup against your Broncos, numero cinco on the countdown, Devontae Smith, hopefully going to make me some dollars living in that land down under at 46.5, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, bury the bias, fade or follow.
I shall fade you, good sir. I believe he actually gets up over this number. This secondary has, at the surface level, looked pretty good, but that's because Pat Surtain is otherworldly. Jaquan McMillan, not bad, but there are some kinks in that armor. And Riley Moss. Holy crap, does he stink. I am trying really, really hard here locally. I was in the stands for the game on Monday night. If you follow me on the Twitter, you know that midway through the first quarter, I was begging for Sean Payton to get Riley Moss off the field because all that dude does is hold and grab and pull jerseys and everything nonstop. So I think this secondary has some issues. I am shocked that they have not found a way to get Jahdae Barron out there to please take Riley Moss off the field. I don't get to do that, unfortunately. I think Devontae Smith's going to burn Denver for at least one big gain, and that's why I'm going to fade you on this one. I say he goes over 46.5.
Sean Payton, whatever you do, don't line up Riley Moss against Devontae Smith. I need a winner.
Number four.
All right, numero quattro here on the Fade Five, Friday edition of the countdown. Let's get another low threshold wager out there. And I think this individual is going to cross it. Woody Marks, you ever heard of him? I've only recently become very aware of him. And for fantasy football purposes, maybe he is eclipsed, rub-a-dub-dub, and the Chubb Club there on the depth chart. I love the over on 2.5 receptions for Marks on the road against the struggling Baltimore Ravens. Are going to be without Lamar Jackson. A little baby juice on this one at a minus 105, so even more buyable and more palatable as a result. You look at the Ravens, very uncharacteristic, number 25 in dropback EPA defense on the season, but really where they have gotten beaten up is in short field coverage. Lundy, they've given up 7.3. Let me repeat that. 7.3 receptions per game just to the running back position. Marks is averaging 10.5 routes per game. He's running out on a route on 33.1% of his snaps. A decent 75% catch right now. He's only gone over this number once, but that was at a breakout performance last week against the Tennessee Titans, in which he had four grabs. So, again, with his role growing, I would expect this one to be maybe a nip and tuck affair between the Texans and the Ravens. And given the Ravens' shortcomings on that short field defense, I absolutely love this. Betalytics has a little bit south at 2.21 with Rachel Kryshak's projection there, but I think he gets at least three. So give me the over. Numero cuatro on the countdown. Woody Marks. 2.5 receptions in the Charm City, minus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
So here's my problem with this one, Brad. Every time we see this, especially from a fantasy football perspective, when somebody has that breakout game where all of a sudden they go from a nobody to where everybody knows who they are, they inevitably fall. They inevitably fall straight on their face the following week because we all go out and add them.
We do.
And then everybody goes. Oh. All right, well, that was a flash in the pan. Got no luck there. I mean, obviously, you got four teams on bye this week, so you got an opportunity to maybe try to plug and play this guy. Brad, I think you're going to get hooked. I'm going to fade you on back-to-back. I think he's going to get two. I don't think he's going to get to three.
Hey, Woody Marks, catch three damn balls and shut Lundy up.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade Five Friday edition of the Countdown. He's a baller. He's a shot caller. Welcome back, Darren Waller. Give me the over on receiving yards at just 29.5. Another low threshold bet. And I think he can eclipse that low to the ground hurdle. A minus 115 available there at BetMGM. Waller taking on the Carolina Panthers, also known as the Hello Kitties of Charlotte team. Decent in terms of dropback EPAD. They're number 15 in the NFL. But this is a supreme matchup for a plus-size target. They have allowed the second most yards to the tight end position this season, 71.3 to be exact. If you look, a handful, five guys at the tight end position have gone for at least 30 receiving yards against them. And you look as well, Darren Waller is a guy whose role is expected to ramp up. His words, not mine. He said that to the media earlier this week. He had the four targets, three grabs, 27 yards, and not one but two touchdowns last week there in that primetime matchup on Monday against the Jets, Jets. He only played 27.6% of the snaps. It's foreseeable that he could see double the workload in terms of snap share. He ran just 10 routes in that game. That was a 40% route rate overall. Again, I think that number could easily double as well. You look at Rachel Kryshak. She's got this barely over a 30.13 with the projection, but I think it's spot on. I think it's going to be somewhere around probably around 35 to 40 yards, and I might be, folks, underselling it. If you look at the receptions market, it's juiced way to the over on the 2.5 at like minus 165 last check to BetMGM. So the better market for better value is him on yards. Darren Waller, number three in the countdown today, over 29.5 receiving yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Like him as a TE1 this week, even in 10-team fantasy leagues. Lundy! Fade or follow.
I actually don't have a whole lot to add to this because this is a prop that I already had written down that I liked as one to be able to play this weekend. So tell you what, I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to let you talk about the gaming juice because I don't really have anything else to add. You already covered all of it. I'm speechless.
That is a rarity. I wish your wife was here to witness that, but she is not, unfortunately. All right, let's go ahead and get it out there. TheGamingJuice.com. Hi, Erica. It's a wonderful site. Luddy contributes there all the time with his free, always transparent, always public spreadsheet. Make sure you check out his picks, especially with hockey season just around the corner. That is his specialty, dropping the puck and making some bucks. Also, my always free transparent spreadsheet lives there as well. I think I'm up to like around 35 bets already this weekend in the world of the NFL. I'm going to lock and load some college football bets. Maybe later today, sometimes to do it the book rack of dawn on Saturday, because I just got to find the time to squeeze it in and get it out there. But will you get it all absolutely free at thegamingjuice.com? I'm Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson have their college football forecast as well. All their selections in a multi-voice piece. Easy to read, live on the site right now. If you want action in Miami and Florida State, they got it, among about a dozen other bets. You can ask me a question. Click Ask Brad. Fire off your question. I'll get to it at my leisure, at my convenience. You can read all my Fantasy Flames columns. You can check out and read all of my fantasy rankings that I'm constantly updating. You can even stream my nightly show on Odyssey. And also iHeart stations across the country. It's called BetMGM Tonight. The video version you can watch for free as well on the site. So you get it all, folks, at thegamingjuice.com. 100% free. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Can you dig it? Hell yes, I can. I'm going to go to the alt market, and let's get some significant plus money on the board here for the second pick here on the countdown. Stephon Diggs, 60-plus receiving yards and a revenge game scenario. Taking on his former employer there in the Buffalo Bills in Western New York. Plus 155 grab there at ESPN Bet. Man, Diggs looked great last week. A guy that is clearly the WR1 according to the target numbers that are out there, the routes run numbers as well, but resembling his old self, a guy that is going to be locked and loaded early and often there in the crosshairs by Drake May. Yes, Buffalo was number 8 in drawback EPA defense. We got to peel back the layers of the onion. Now, what is his primary matchup likely going to be? Well, Diggs sees a lot of action out of the slot. Over 50% of his snaps, so which means he's going to get a lot of Taron Johnson, who's given up an 83.3% catch rate and 99 flat passer rate into his assignments. Again, Diggs on the season, averaging just 5.5 targets per game, but that's starting to uptick. He is number 12 among all eligible wide receivers in yards per route run. Appreciable there. Number 25 in total yak. Again, getting 57.7% of his snaps out of the slot. I think he's going to hit 60, man. I laddered this. I bet on the standard number when it opened at 48.5. I took it at 50 at even money before that moved yesterday. I think it's like a minus 110 right now at ESPN. And I'll take another step on that ladder to the 60 number here in this offering at plus 155 there at ESPN Bet. Lundy, fade or follow.
Ooh, I will follow on this one, good sir. I think you are digging it just right, and we get a chance to jump out and take an alt line on this one. Early bonus time for you. The alt line for Cortland Sutton. I know it's the Eagles, but the alt line for Cortland Sutton at 60 is a plus 102 as of this morning. I snagged it a little bit higher than that. It just keeps creeping down, but the love affair between Bo Nix and Cortland Sutton continues, and so while I think Denver's in trouble this weekend in the city of brotherly shove, I do believe that Court will also hit that number. So there's an early alt line plus for you as well.
Yeah, let's give you double bonus time. Double bonus time. Cortland Sutton anytime touchdown. It's plus money. Automatic.
Number one.
numero uno on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, NFL Week 5. Oh, yes. Can I Fields? Yeah, I can definitely Fields in all the wrong places, Lundy. Justin Fields, I think the all-fields hitter is going to be eclipsing every single fence in the box score this week. Why? Because he's playing the Dallas Cowboys. So my top play of NFL Week 5, same game parlay, Justin Fields, 170-plus pass yards and 40-plus rush yards on those alt markets at a plus 110, available there at BetMGM. And why am I high on this? Well, it's pretty simple. Dallas stinks. The Cowpokes are rather pathetic in every facet defensively. You don't believe me? Here's the data to back it up, folks. I mean, just see it plainly. Even a blind man would be like, man, Dallas really blows on defense, don't they? Yes, they do, sir. They're absolutely terrible. And the reason being is this: they are dead last in pass EPA defense. They are number 25 in rush EPA defense. So all very encouraging for a quarterback that has do-it-all skills. Dallas going up specifically 309.3 pass yards per game and also 30.5 rush yards per game just to the quarterback position. Now, Jalen Hurts ran for 62 against him. So a similar player in terms of skill set on the ground, I believe, as Justin Fields. Fields got more speed, quite frankly. Fields is a guy that's been getting it done in both categories in the same game. He's done this twice in three starts. Remember, in one of those starts, he left early because he was concussed against Pittsburgh and went for 218 and 48. At Miami, 226 and 81 on the ground. Shockingly, number 11 in adjusted completion percentage, but he's averaging 8 rush attempts per game. Betalytics has him projected for 183.66 pass yards and 48.39 rush yards. So love, 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 love this. Simple little two-leg, same-game parlay showing that all Fields power. Justin Fields, 170-plus pass yards. Justin Fields, 40-plus rush yards, plus 110 at BetMGM. Good sir. Hopefully you're sensible on this one. Fade or follow.
If you build it, they will come. Yes. Take the Fields of Dreams, folks. This is a nice, easy one. Plus money on the BetMGM side of things. Well played, sir. Well played.
Oh, thank you. And kid, don't choke on the damn hot dog. Don't ruin a guy's dreams. That's all I got to say. Yeah. It brings tears every single time Moonlight Grant has to cross that line.
You got to step across the line just because, like, come on, man. It's a hot dog. What the hell?
Chew your food, which means it's bonus time, bonus time. All right, Lundy, whether in NFL Week 5, College Football Week 6, the MLB postseason, all I ask of you is for you to give me more action. So give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, first and foremost, Brad, how about you and I with some applause here? You come on, join me. Join me. Give me some applause.
I have no idea what I'm clapping for. Is the queen here?
Today, I was off yesterday when you and I talked off air. Today is episode 800 of this podcast.
Oh!
800. And if you have bothered to put up with us for even, like, I don't know, 100 of those 800, thank you, people. We appreciate you being a part of this show, whether it is on the audio side or on the video side. 800 episodes that I have had to put up with that son of a bitch.
Yeah, apologies.
Anyway, let's get rolling here through a few picks. First of all, like I said, I think your Cubs are in trouble. I don't even know what the line is, but take Milwaukee on the money line Sunday. Mm. I'm taking Milwaukee at home to win the first game. Brad, who the hell are the Cubs going to start? Who's going to pitch? Are they going to go bullpen? Come on.
Greg Maddux is coming out of retirement. Oh, he's going to bring that 75-mile-an-hour gas.
I would actually pay money if that happened. That would be absolutely absolutely spectacular. I would love that. All right. On the college football side of things, a couple of teams that I really like to cover this weekend. I will lay the points with Navy taking on Air Force at a minus 12.5. The Zoomies are not very good this year. I'm actually surprised that Bama's only laying 10.5 against Vanderbilt at home. I will also lay the 10.5 there on Alabama. Those are two of my favorites against the spread. I also put this one together earlier today. Did I write it down? Of course I didn't. Gosh darn it. Shoot it all. Talk amongst yourselves here for just a moment while I click on. There it is. Okay. This is a team total alt parlay. Are you with me? Because okay. I went deep on this one, y'all. I went real deep. The juice on this one at DraftKings is minus 101. Okay. So it's basically even money. At a minus 101. This is a team total. Give me Notre Dame against Boise State. Give me Notre Dame over 36.5 on their team total. That's it. I brought the number down. And then give me an alt total on the Wildcats of Arizona to go over 32.5 against Oklahoma State. Folks, Oklahoma State can't stop anyone. They are giving up a stupid amount of offensive yardage to their opponents. Arizona is going to feast on that. And because Oklahoma State can't really move the ball all that well, you're going to see this Arizona wind up with a lot of possessions in this game, in my opinion. So again, alt total here, Arizona to score at least 33 points, Notre Dame to score at least 37 points. And if you put that together on a simple two-leg alt total at DraftKings, again, minus 101. So you are basically looking at even money on that one. Other teams I like to cover, give me UAB tomorrow to cover against Army. They're getting 7.5. I just think that's too much. I think the game can wind up being closer than that. So I will roll with you on that one. Beyond that, I'm waiting on a bunch of different player props to be able to come out. We got so many injuries this weekend.
Yeah.
It's frustrating as hell because, you know, right now there's only like four or five games on Sunday that actually have player props posted. I'm really hoping that we get some definitive answers today that allow the books to unload some of those other numbers, because there are some fun matchups, including ones that you can exploit, like what you did with Justin Fields going up against Dallas. But, you know, I'm looking specifically at overall the numbers for that Detroit and Cincinnati game. You can have some fun there. I want to see more props get posted between Tampa and Seattle as well, because I'm looking forward to that game. And of course, New England and Buffalo coming up on Sunday Night Football. I'm looking for that one as well. So as Brad said, check out the spreadsheet when you get the opportunity to do that, because I'm still in a holding pattern. It's like, I don't know what to do with my hands right now. I'm confused. So with that in mind, other than the fact that I'm ready to bet against Brad's Cubbies in game one against the Brewers, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Oh man, I got so many bets for you to chew on. So you might want to pick up a writing utensil and put that hand to work, my friend. Let's go the Team Huevos parlay play. Same gamer on the late slate between the Washington Commanders on the road in Los Angeles, taking on the Chargers. Leg numero uno, and by the way, it's all Omar and Hampton all the time. Omar and Hampton, 3+ receptions. And leg numero dos, Omar and Hampton, anytime touchdown. That's it. I'll stop right there. Plus 129 built there at ESPN Bet. You look at Amarian Hampton. Role has really been ramping up due to the injury of that Achilles snappage of one Najee Harris. He's averaging 24.8 routes per game. He's run around on 61.5% of his snaps. He's got an outstanding 87.5% catch rate this year. He's actually ran at least 30 routes in back-to-back games, which he caught 6 balls and 5 balls. I think it's going to be more of the same. He's also got 10 red zone touches on the season, and he's scored in back-to-back contests. I know Washington's number 9 in rush EPA defense entering the week, but they have struggled giving up 4 receptions per game in the short field to pass-catching running backs. They've also allowed 3 running back touchdowns in total. So the Team Huevos parlay play here, NFL Week 5. Amarian Hampton, 3+ receptions. Amarian Hampton, anytime touchdown, plus 129. There at ESPN Bet. Elsewhere in bonus time, bonus time. All right, Lundy, I'm going to rifle through so many of these. Tons of player props. One that just posted this morning, I grabbed immediately. I highly suggest you might do the same. Amari DeMercado. I took the over on 9.5 receiving yards. That's it at a minus 115 juice. Remember, Trey Benson, he's sidelined for the next 4 to 6 weeks after he got his meniscus repaired. I talked to an Arizona Insider yesterday. He believes that DeMercado may actually carry the heavier load compared to Michael Carter. Now, seeing is believing, and I got to see with my own eyes to trust that belief. But I know this about Amari DeMercado. He is going to be in the hurry-up offense at all times for this franchise, and the guy is going to see a ton of snaps on pass-down situations. And it's the Tennessee Titans. They're god-awful, folks. They're giving up 4.3 receptions and 29.8 receiving yards per game just to the running back positions. Five RBs have got at least 10 yards through the air against them. DeMercado ran 15 routes last week. I think it's going to be 20-plus, at least 2 to 3 grabs for him, and I think he's going to get at least 10 yards. I love the over on 9.5. Jordan Mason and John England. I'll bet the under on 68.5 rush yards. The Cleveland Browns get up just 2.82 yards per carry to the running back position. I don't think he even hits 60. They're balling up everybody. So good luck to you, Jordan Mason. In that same game, give me the over on Quinshon Judkins from the, I have to say it for copyright purposes, Ohio State. I took the over on 72.5 rush yards. I think he's going to flirt with 100, knowing that Minnesota's number 26 in rush EPAD. Cam Scataboo, I took the over on 17.5 rush attempts at minus 120. I also saw, I think at Caesars, you can take it one step higher at 18.5 at plus 100. I'd still bet on that. He had 25 carries last week, folks, and he's facing the New Orleans Saints in a game that's going to be highly competitive. I think he touches the rock at least 20 times. Elsewhere, I also have Sam Darnold over 1.5 passing touchdowns, a plus 125. Jamel Dean, extremely iffy, the best cover corner for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they're still number 20 in dropback EPAD. Darnold could go off this week, great for fantasy purposes in a bye-heavy week. Keenan Allen took the over 54.5 receiving yards against Washington. Why is going to get a lot of Trey Amos in coverage? He's number 59 in pass coverage grade. And Allen is just getting over 60 almost every single game. He's done it in 3 or 4. All he needs is 55 to cash in on that. And last and certainly not least, Lundy, let's get in one more with your Denver Broncos. RJ Harvey. The over on 2.5 catches for him is at plus 140. I think that's an extraordinary value. He's taken on more joker snaps. We all thought that was going to be Evan Ingram's role in this offense. His role is slowly growing as a receiver. He's averaging 10 routes per game. He's done this in back-to-back contests now. 8 targets in his last 2 with an 81.8% catch rate. A couple of guys have done this against the Fly Eagles Fly. So I think the short field is going to be wide open at least 3 times for RJ Harvey. Bo Nix will find him and hopefully cash in a plus 140. You got something to add?
Well, I was just going to say, I'll be honest with you, Brad. The one that I like better, and you're going to have to pay the juice for it, but his over-under on his receiving yards is only 12.5. And so I'll be honest, I like that a little bit better than rolling the dice on him getting 3 catches. He could wind up with 2, but the way they utilize him in that role, I think getting to 13 yards is extremely doable for RJ Harvey. They are still going to hand the ball off to J.K. Dobbins, folks. Please do not read a ton into what they're doing with RJ Harvey.
Right.
Look, J.K. Dobbins is showing everybody how good he is when he's healthy. And I know that especially the Broncos fans here in Denver, Brad, they are desperate to see more R.J. Harvey. You're going to see him in that joker type of position because right now, J.K. Dobbins is kicking ass out there running the ball.
Really
Sean,
is.
Sean Payton has absolutely no reason to not continue to have him be the workhorse out of the backfield.
Yeah, totally agree. I just got seduced by the juice and the plus 140, truthfully. All right, I'm out of breath, and we're out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fader, follow us. Follow Lundy on the X, where he's always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I am doing the same, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Also, go to Betalytics and sign up for an account there and get 25% off with code JUICE. Again, that's promo code JUICE for 25% off at Betalytics. So the outstanding and lovely and always handsome Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Go Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Screw you, Brewers!